I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Come here. What's the story with Dirty Bulkin? The nephew's staying with us at the moment. It's all off with the old doll. He do be decimated. So I heard the noise in the kitchen in the middle of the night. I went down in my Liverpool pyjamas expecting the worst. There he was sitting in the kitchen, eating a 16-inch pizza with extra cheese. We said, Killian, kid, I know your heart's broken, but it'll stop altogether if you keep eating like this, Lena. He says, no need to worry about me, don't you, Donny? I'm just Dirty Bulkin. I said, that sounds like a saucy website, kid. He said, nah, babe. I'm just bulking up for a month. Then it's straight into the gym to take it off for the spring. So I look sick on the TikTok and get a new partner for the summertime. I said, is there such a thing as clean bulking? He said, there is. But that involves a langer load of peanut butter and I do be allergic to it. So like Audrey, should I be worried about him now? Don't you, Donny? Blackpool.
My neighbour's personal trainer. I could feel him judging me when I wrote a song about tequila called Up Yours, Dry January. I bumped into him there yesterday deliberately, like, so I could brush up against his gorgeous calf muscle. I asked him if he'd fancy a spot of Dirty Bulking. He misheard me, thank God, and we started seeing each other. Life's too short, Donny. Dirty bulk all you can.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. I was over in Berna's place Monday night showing her how to make Negronis. And let's just say we were doing more than tasting the fecking things. The two of us were smashed off our faces at 2 a.m. Didn't Berna suggest we cycle over to Knocknagree and queue up to buy Prince Harry's book? They have a bookshop in Knocknagree. Talk about the worst business idea of all time. Off we went. You can imagine our surprise that there were about 20 people ahead of us in the queue. And at 4 o'clock in the morning. This isn't going to end well, says I to Berna. Our hangover stalking us like a mellow man at a dinner dance. And right enough, didn't every last gowl who bought the book stop on the way out, asking the queue if anyone knew how to read a book? Knocknagree, lads, Knocknagree. My New Year's resolution is to be kinder to misfortunates, so didn't I volunteer to form a book club for them? Well, didn't they start calling me Mother Teresa around the town, and not in a good way either. Do you think I should pull out, Rosalina Bala Desmond?
Don't talk to me about pulling out. Every time I look at our youngest child, I can't help thinking, if only my Connor had let me call you the mistake.
Peace, yeah? I moved from England a few years ago to escape from, well, England really, with Brexit and the Tory party leaders who look like they graduated from Clown College. I've settled really well in West Cork, loads of English people down here, and the posh Irish people speak with an English accent as well, which is strange, but you'd get used to anything after a while, wouldn't you? What I like to call the ordinary man is a different kettle of fish, mind you. It took me 6 months to get that my neighbour, Tim Pat Mary, was saying hello to me. I genuinely thought he was just trying to clear his throat, didn't I? Now, I don't like to complain, but I did think when I came over here, I wouldn't have to listen to any more chatter about the royal family. Pack of attention-seeking bloodsuckers, if you ask me. But people have been stopping me in the street saying, did you hear what Charles did to Harry? You must be ashamed to be English, Neil. You Irish are more obsessed with the bleeding Windsors than the people back at home. What's wrong with you? Neil, a sustainable mobile home near Clonakilty.
I'm surprised no one told you, Neil. There's actually a silent minority in Ireland who think we should never have broken away from the Brits. We call them Fine Gael.
It's getting skinny on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Rhodes donors who can't believe local charities won't take selection boxes. Lorna underscore cargo bike posted a skinnier than thou picture of herself tucking into a Mediterranean salad and marbs, adding that she's dreading coming home because the do-gooders in some charity I won't name said they had no use for 8 selection boxes and an extra large thingy of Scots clan. It's not like poor people don't like treats. Sure, we see them all the time in McDonald's. I'm in the same boat now here, Audrey. It's hard to get beach ready with 3 tins of elite tea cakes whispering, come on, Jenny, you know you want to, morning, noon and night. Is there anyone with a sweet tooth that would like to take them off my perfect hands? Jenny, Douglas Road.
It's virtually impossible to offload your stash at this time of year, and all the bins are full after Christmas. One thing worth a try, though. There must be someone on the Rochestown Road who'll take something, just because it says Elite on the tin. Hashtag social climbers.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner. Red FM.